Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
There is no position like that in basketball. Lavelle Moten is the head coach at NC Central. There is no goalie in basketball. Lavelle Moten joins us on the Adam Gold Show. He is now the all-time winningest coach in NC Central history. 252 wins at the school. How does that sound to you? What does it mean to you?
Wow, man. You know, first and foremost, thank you for having me. It's always a joy to be on with you. Man, to hear you say it, it kind of sunk in, you know, right there a little bit. You know, it's just an honor and a privilege to be mentioned in the same breath. You know, after legends, the McLennans, the Bernards, Jacksons, Floyd Browns, et cetera. And, you know, it feels weird individually, honestly, right? It's weird accepting an individual award in a team sport.
Right.
Because it pretty much means I have some really good basketball players, some really good coaches, and some really good players that made me look a lot better than I actually am.
So when you started coaching, who was was there somebody who coached at an HBCU who was kind of your model?
Man, I just tried to do what my former coach, Greg Jackson, did. You know, I tried to run my practices the way he ran them, and obviously put my own spin on it. But, you know, my pathway was a little different than most NCAA coaches. I came from middle school,
right,
then high school, and then the AAU circuit. So I truly came from the bottom. And it was a gift and a curse. The gift was I could establish my own identity, right? And it wasn't someone else's voice in my head telling me to do this and do that, and I'm modeling and pattern things after someone else. I was truly Lavelle Moten because I had no other person I could be. So I just tried to reach out and get mentors, Greg Jackson, and I went and sat in on some practices with Coach K and Will Williams, and, you know, then the connection with Mike Tomlin came, and I just kind of, you know, took a piece and stole from everyone and then kind of incorporated, you know, my core values and my system, and, you know, the rest is history.
Lavelle Moten is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I was fortunate enough to work in Baltimore for 3 years, and I don't know that this was the heyday of Coppin State, but I got a chance to spend some time with Fang Mitchell. And he struck me as just, first of all, an incredible gentleman, and we all know the resource deficit that coaches and HBCUs have to deal with. But he struck me as one of the just one of the best coaches that I had ever been around. And I got to watch their who did they beat? They beat Texas in the first round, or did they lose to South Carolina in the first round?
Yeah.
And nearly beat Texas.
In the Sweet 16,
So
in the 32 to go to the Sweet 16, yeah.
What did a performance like that, how did that leave a mark on you?
You know, it inspired me, to say the least, because I always knew what HBCUs were capable of doing. You know, again, I attended North Carolina, and I played in that league, right? And so the player of the year in the HBCU player of the year race in 1996 came down to me and Ben Wallace, and I was able to get it over Ben. Now, obviously, Ben is in the Hall of Fame now, so I knew the potential. I knew the type of players that we had. You know, I was playing in summer leagues in St. Aug with Flip Murray, right, who went to Shaw University and things like that. So I knew the caliber of players that HBCUs had. And I just knew if it was a pickup game and you took the jersey and the name on the front, off of the front, you, like, you wouldn't tell who's went to Carolina, who went to NC State, who went to Duke, or any of that. So, you know, for Fang to go out and do what he did, it just inspired me as a coach as well, because I knew I just had to go try to get the same caliber players with the same attitude and mindset and mentality, and then you can make and create some history.
It really is about resources. Lavelle Moten is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Because, I mean, there have been legendary players. I mean, Earl Monroe, mm-hmm. right, is a Winston-Salem mm-hmm. State guy. There are legendary players who played at HBCUs. Why is there such, I don't know, why is there such a stigma? Why do people look down on it as much as they do?
You know, I think it's because of the lack of resources, right? You know, we need to get with our respected state school, I mean, you know, state representation, and get the necessary funding, right, to be able to have these exotic practice facilities and campuses worldwide that, you know, some of these guys have, such as our contemporaries and peers in North Carolina and NC State and things of that nature. So I think if you look across the board, you'll see that HBCUs have been underfunded, mm-hmm. right? And at the end of the game, at the end of the day, this is all a money game, right? The team or the people with the most money will always win or be in position to win. That's just how it is. It's going to be like that in the NFL. If your team is at the bottom of the salary cap list, they're getting their butt kicked, right? Because you got to spend money on players. It's like that in the NBA. If your team is at the bottom of the salary cap list, they're getting their butt kicked. So it's no different than college basketball. If your team is at the bottom of the salary cap list or the economic list, you know, it's going to be much more difficult and more of a challenge. So I just think we have to get with the elected officials. We have to get with the House of Representatives. We have to get with the governors and, you know, the people, the House of Representatives, the people that make these decisions, to pretty much start with the funding of these HBCUs so we can showcase the talent and the necessary pool that we have to be successful.
Lavelle Moten is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Like, forget about how it has impacted Central, because mm-hmm. I know it has impacted Central. How do things like the portal and NIL, how have they changed it from your perspective? And is it ultimately a good thing on what has happened in college sports? Yeah.
Good idea, poorly executed. I'm always going to be an advocate for a student athlete because that was me. That's right. How I got my break, and, you know, that's how I came across. However, I think the decision was rushed, and now it became the Wild Wild West. And so I don't think this is amateur basketball anymore. I really think it's semi-pros, right? Yeah. I think it's just turned into the developmental league. And whenever you lead anything with money, it now becomes a business, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And so college basketball has become a business, and that takes away from the spirit. The spirit of college basketball was always the passion, the emotion, the fan base being connected to the players being connected to the fan base. On senior night, you get a chance to honor and recognize someone who's been in that program for 3 or 4 years. He's crying, you crying, because you're thankful for his hard work and dedication. He's thankful for your support. And all. Like, those days are gone. That ain't happening no more, right? So now it's turned into the Wild Wild West. You're winning players. Whenever money is leading, the morals and values go out the window, right? So there's no more integrity on either part. So coaches and players can't trust each other. Players can't trust coaches. Coaches can't trust AAU coaches. AAU coaches don't trust players. Like, it's all – everyone is fighting to get their hand in the money bag, right? And so – that's what makes it difficult, and that's why you see a lot of these coaches who were once icons and legends, they're leaving the game now because they're like, nah, this is too much. This ain't what I signed up for, right? And so you wonder, when do we get back to normalcy? When do we get back where we're developing and teaching these young men life lessons to go out into this world and be successful and productive citizens, right? Mm-hmm. When do we teach them how to stick around and not run? You know, the essence of manhood is to respond to the adversity that's presented your way. That's what life is about, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you continue to run and you continue to run, well, like, who are you when you're 30 years old? We failed you, right? So many people make these decisions and try to try to justify these decisions by having NBA basketball players as their final product.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a 1% tile. I don't care what rule you make or change in the NCAA. But they're still not going to be LeBron James. They're
right.
Still not going to be Kevin Durant. They're still not going to be Giannis. They're still not going to be Joker. And if they are, God bless them. But they still are going to be the 1% if they go that way. So we have to focus and shift our concern to the 99%. Because I don't care how many schools you go to, how many times you try to get paid from this coach and that coach, and who you blame on your way out the door, it still takes what it takes to get to the next level. You got to be damn good, and you got to be really, really driven, and you got to be passionate, and you got to do something better than 99% of the world. And if you can't do that, then you're going to have to go out here and be a productive citizen in this world. And to be a productive citizen, you got to have the principles of manhood that can get you through life, right? So you can be mm-hmm. a better husband, a better father, a better advocate in your community, a better parent, a better head of household, all of those things, because the skill set transfers over. So I think we're failing these kids miserably in that regard, because everybody's talking about the money. And nobody said keep your morals and values and integrity in place, because you and I both know all money ain't good money.
No, absolutely. But it all depends on how much of it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Not really.
That's true. Now, I'm not telling a 19, 20-year-old kid to turn down significant amounts of
right.
money. But again, when you're talking about these six-figure
right.
deals, that's less than probably 1 or 2% of these student
correct.
Athletes receiving that.
No question.
So now people are making bad decisions on the front end. To just go chase a bag, to go chase $10,000. You and I both know $10,000 after taxes with a kid is going to be $6,500. And the way they spend money now and buy things at Christmas, that's gone, right? So why not stay in a program where you can develop and get that money on the back end, because now you got some stats and some bullet points to present, and so you can further your opportunities in a professional environment after basketball, because you went somewhere and you performed. Because at the end of the day, it's a results-oriented business. Wherever you go, you must perform. That's all that matters.
It's an investment in yourself is what you're getting to. Would collective bargaining, because at some point, and I think at some point soon, the courts are going to declare athletes employees of the right. universities. Would collective bargaining, because just because you get employee status doesn't mean you have to get physically paid by the university. You can strike whatever deal is there between the two parties. Would collective bargaining be a positive for college athletics?
I think with anything, you know, any idea, I think it's going to be pros and cons to it. I'm all for student athletes getting what they need to get, as long as the pros outweigh the cons.
Right.
Right. In this position, you know, I think collective bargaining, I think that's a great option, right? You know, I think all of this, and honestly, Adam, I just think all of this was done as a rush to judgment by the NCAA because they didn't want to pay players.
Right.
So honestly.
100%.
Right, that's all it is. And if you notice, every time they get a lot of heat on, look, y'all should pay us, they put another banana in the tailpipe and distract you. Right. So now we distracted with the NIL. We distracted with, you know, a collective. We distracted with something else. And then when this wear down, the focus will go back on NCAA and they'll give you another distraction. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
At the end of the day, they're a nonprofit organization that's worth multi-billions. So they got enough money in the pot to go around and pay these kids equally. And that's how it is, right? And so it can be for the men's and women's side, for the revenue and non-revenue side. That's more than $1 billion. So your collective bargaining agreement should come from the NCAA, right?
Yeah.
And put that in shares. And my thing would be, you know, dealing with the inflation. If a kid goes to a school, give them $10,000 the first year, the next year's worth $20,000, the next year's worth $30,000, the next year's worth $50,000, or whatever it may be, right? So they can figure it out. They're smart enough to figure out everything else. They were smart enough to figure out how to negotiate a multi-billion-dollar deal over 30 years. Well, be smart enough to divvy it up and delegate this economic value that y'all are getting off the backs of these kids.
All right, final thing for Lavelle Moten, and you know how I feel about you. You are a legend. I can't wait to, just look down. I wish I could see down the road. You're future governor of the state of North Carolina, whether you like it or not. don't laugh. I'm going to drag you into this.
I appreciate it.
Yesterday, Sunday, we lost Eric Montross. And I know you guys played at a similar time. And while I don't know if you ran, how much of a relationship you had with Eric, everybody who encountered Eric says the same thing, that he was, I mean, the most kind human being they had ever met.
Absolutely.
So just your thoughts on Eric and his passing way too young at 52.
Truly a gentle giant. I first met Eric when I was in high school. A lot of people don't know this, but my first cousin is Donald Williams. He was MVP of the 1993 Final Four. So on his visits and, you know, his freshman year, I was still in high school, so I would always go up there and see him, and we would play pickup in the summer. And, you know, we competed in the summers and then went out on Franklin Street and got something to eat. And over the years, he's just become, you know, someone that was a true gentle giant. And, you know, when I first heard that he was ill, wow, I was just like, wow, he's going to get through this. And then, you know, I opened up social media yesterday and I saw the devastating news. Truly, truly, truly such a remarkable guy. He was one of the first guys that left the state of Indiana to come play basketball in North Carolina, which was taboo, right? I think Sean may eventually follow his footsteps, right? But I think they were Indiana guys and they left the state of Indiana to go play in North Carolina, which was taboo. So he was trailblazing and a pioneer within itself. He was a champion, both on and off the floor, and just a quality young man. And, you know, I know Dean Smith is smiling because of, you know, he was a reflection of Dean Smith, right? I don't know if you ever met Dean Smith, but he was the most loving, kind-hearted individual ever, right? And so it was almost like Big E was just like a 7-foot version of Dean Smith, right? So he always had a smile, always had a word for you. And my heart and my condolences and my prayers go out to him and his family and the University of North Carolina Athletics and their basketball department.
Lavelle Moten, you're the best. I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the first. And I'll congratulate you when all the election returns are in, whenever that time is there. I'll run your campaign for you.
Look, man, we won't make it because once they do the background check and see the trouble I caused at 10 years old, they'd be like, nah, this boy ain't qualified to be governor. So I'll be eliminated from that right there.
I'll talk to you very soon. Congratulations again. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, man. You're the best. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Lavelle Moten here on the Adam Gold Show. Yeah, I knew that there was a connection to Eric, so I wanted to, it's funny. What did he say about when he found out, like, when he found out that Eric was sick? Like, he's big and strong. He'll get through it. And that's what I thought. Now, I was actually reading my text to Eric because, like, never friends or anything like that. But, you know, we had a professional relationship. And when I saw the news, I sent him a go get him tiger type of text. And I was just reading it and getting more sad because making assumption that because today the odds of beating cancer have gone up so much that we forget sometimes that the odds are not.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not pleasant.
It ain't 100%.
No.
And that happened fast. It was, we got the diagnosis, the word of, I think, in March, and when Carolina season ended. And then,
yeah.
I mean, this is December. So it was 6 months, 7 months, nine
too
months.
Young.
I don't know. I don't know how many months, 8 months, not sure. But yes, too young, 52 years old. By the way, Lavelle Moten is one of the great people that you'll ever meet.
Yeah, and he's from my neck of the woods, too. 336, the triad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he came from Boston, born in Boston, moved down here, ultimately was raised in Southeast Raleigh. And I had the privilege, the absolute privilege of being there when they dedicated the park.
Yeah.
To him. It wasn't this past summer. It was the summer previous. And the outpouring of love from his community to him, just something that you should all get a chance to see something like that, is one of the most influential people in the Triangle.
Well, it's great when good people get their flowers when they're still here to receive them.
I love Lavelle Moten.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.